Welcome to Be Is Enough. Between the Worlds. Yesterday I was meeting with a friend, and when I stepped outside her house, something hit me on the head. I instantly knew that this was a bat, although I've never been hit by a bat. Interesting how our instincts work, right? And while she was trying to find her balance again, she whispered something in my ear. It was something like, "Excuse me, what are you doing here?" Following the impulse, I said, "Sorry, I didn't want to hurt you." In the next moment, she flew away. I call her she because I felt her as a she, although I don't have an idea of the genders that bats have. I was struck by this experience. I always thought that bats can see in the dark and react instantly, following their special way of experiencing the world. They are the epitome of being between the worlds. In between the worlds of perception and in between night and day. And as I walked home, I remembered a voice of my childhood, a voice that told me that I have to choose one day, choose between light and dark, good and bad, or other and myself. I never got what this was about, but in my inner world, I was afraid of choosing the wrong side, afraid of karma, of being punished, ostracized, abandoned, and not appreciated. Today, I can see that this was a reflection of the world I grew up in. If someone wasn't aligning, they would be cut out. And that meant aligning with everything the family was about. Next to the habits of celebrating, drinking, eating, secreting, pretending, manipulating, was also about not getting ahead of them, not questioning the love, the choices, and the values. In my grandparents' house, it was like, be one of us, adapt, or get out. In the moment my closest family died, I got out. Someone has to break the rules, right? Break the cycles, stand up and stand the ground. I feel that we are in between the worlds right now. The timelines are parting, people are losing themselves in differences, fear and deception, and some of them choose war. And there it comes again, the question. It's time for your choice. What are you about? And I have to think about this, sit with it, and contemplate about it. And I want to share my thoughts about my choices. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you can't. Both is okay. I tend to fall in love with potential. I feel energies and people and their ability to rise. And while I'm doing this, I'm taking my first choice by falling in love with their potential instead of falling in love with them. And when this happens, I have to pull myself back, to allow everyone to be themselves in their path of their journey, without being projected on, just as they are. Otherwise, I fall into the trap of discord. Discord with myself. And it's unfair to both sides. For the other person, because they have the right to be as they are, and to find their own way into their fulfillment, and to be loved as they are. And it's unfair for myself because I don't allow myself to feel what wants to be felt in the moment, to see how someone makes me feel. If I project what they have to be, I come out the other side disappointed, instead of loving them as they are. I choose again to love. We so easily get trapped in the middle of the past and the future, between the worlds, without realizing that there is a now. Now that is the barometer for our own well-being. If someone makes me feel good, to realize that it is so. And if not, to walk away. If I stay in this place of tricking myself and my future expectations, I rob myself of the present moment, enjoying myself and others. And there is another side to this projection. If I project on someone who they could be in the future, I allow them to be less in the now. I don't pay attention to their actions because I anticipate them to rise. In this moment, I change myself and become a people pleaser and an overgiver, looking ahead in the direction of my wishful thinking, ignoring my feelings in the moment. Being loyal is one thing, abandoning myself is another. In my experience, we can be kept in the past by being loyal to our families, although they didn't have the values we want to have in our lives. And we can be trapped in the future by projecting evolution and growth without considering the real life circumstances of other people. This can keep us in lack instead of growing into abundance, holding on to poverty vows or beliefs that we are not enough, we are not safe, we are too much, we are not worth, or we don't matter. Falling into the trap of conditioning. Believing the voices inside, not discerning if they are ours. We are the only thing that matters. Every single one of us. Leadership is given and not taken. Given by our heart and our light that we follow. And as I'm contemplating on this, a swallow flies into my home. While I was following her, I knew exactly where she went. She followed the pathway, went up the stairs without hitting anything, and ended up in the last room with the biggest window. She didn't hit the window. Instead, she realized that she had to be patient. She sat down on a bookshelf. I followed her calmly and silently because I didn't want to scare her. She sat down on the bookshelf and looked at me. I let down the sunshades of the window and opened the one she could fly through. She waited patiently, and as I opened the window, she just flew away. Just like that. And I honestly can say that I am humbled by this experience. The swallow is one of the most beautiful being in the now examples I've ever saw. She took the wrong path, ended up in a place where she didn't like to be, but she followed the light up. And when she realized that there was no way out in the moment, she just sat down and waited. And her patience granted her that life would open up the right window. And life did. In the right moment, in the right time. She followed the light. She invites us to follow our light, to follow our bliss in this present moment, trusting that life will open the window or the door that is the right one for us to fly into freedom. I can say for myself that if I stay in the present moment, I can see the abundance that life holds, the infinite possibilities that are inherent, opening up in every single second, creating an abundance and the beauty for us to taste and to feel it. And in between the worlds of yesterday and tomorrow, there is this now to grant us the moment of creating and experiencing the life we want to experience. And I deeply believe that we can create our world right now. I have a dream. To create a safe place for miracles to happen, where feelings can be felt, where animals and nature evoke wholeness and healing, where love and compassion are sacred, where standing up for your values is granted, where people learn to empower themselves and others, where people love to improve and grow, where no is a full sentence and yes is two. Where vulnerability can be the birthplace of creativity and trust. Where you can be you, and I can be me, and with us, there can be a new we. What if? What if I was born for this? We are born for this. What if I could be a part of the solution? I can feel the light in my heart. A light that keeps me safe and radiates outward, warming and healing others. Remember, Remember yourself, your love, your light. I remember the old wisdom and the new song lines which are building. Humanity is on a threshold, and I'm proud to be a part of it. Leo rising, Aquarius moon. My heart shines its light, and my roar will be heard for all who can hear it. I will find the essence of my voice deep down, and my song will encourage myself and others to take the next step for humanity. We know that we don't need phones to talk to each other. We can use our natural way to connect. The portals and gates are wide open. Let's be bold to go through. The new song lines for humanity are already there. We just have to have the courage to sing them. Thank you for listening, and never forget that to be is enough.
Walk away in the night, lose my way 100,000 times. Oh, I feel your love, but I didn't I want it all just to see if I lied. Choose again, I try night and day. A shiver makes me cry. Oh, I want you now, and I wanna fly. Or is it using you just a way to try to soothe all this pain for me? Hoping to take your love eventually, just